Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to Point Fighter Radio. We got a great edition coming for today. Woo! I'm here. I'm Alex Reyes. I'm here with Jesse Ray co-hosting. What's going on, Jesse?
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Woo! Excited. Got my tournament coming up this week, and I'm glad to be hosting, man. Just got back from Miami to New York.
Yep. We had an action-packed weekend this weekend. There was a few tournaments going on, and the Raymond Daniels fight that we're gonna get all into, and we also got Damon Gilbert calling in today. In a few minutes, he's gonna join us. It's gonna be a good, exciting show. So you were at this weekend. You were in down here in the Starcade. How do you like the event?
Yeah, I came down to Starcade. I gave Murphy my word that I was going to come. And, you know, I came in. I did a little team fighting with Team Velocity. I was the honorary Velocity member this weekend. And we won the team fighting. And I just Saturday, you know, he had a good turnout. A lot of kids, you know, doing their thing or whatever. I didn't compete on Saturday. But, you know, I've seen a lot of friends, a lot of old martial arts friends, and I had a good time, man. Good tournament.
Yeah, a good event. Damian Rodriguez came out with his team, too, with a diamond team, and he's going to be doing some national tournaments this year.
He got some young gunners. I mean, you got to beware of his kids. These kids are young, they're hungry, they don't know too many names, so they're dangerous. Like, those kids are real good.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of good, nice young teams coming out. Like, you got the Bring It team, you know, Wells and Ellis, and then they got the George Morales guys from Mexico, and then you got this team, you know, Damien's team. You got the KTOC team's a good young team with Jitankson, you know, the veteran and Akin coaching. So, that you know, that's a team that could be making some noise. So it's good to see that in the sport. You know, and then you got also DKS, which is a Florida-based team, and they're making a name for themselves, too, in Florida and picking up people. So it's good to see.
I love to see that, man. When you see a young team, it reminds me of, like, my group and when we were coming up and how we didn't know too many names and we just came out to fight. We didn't respect anybody. We just actually were out there to fight, hungry, wanted to win, and you know, it's when you get a little season and then people start telling you, oh, watch it, this is this guy and this is this guy. Start filling your head up with stuff, and then you start fighting with caution. So those young teams, man, they're dangerous,
right.
They're hungry, and
they're
training. So beware.
Like all the best start out like that. You look at all the best, you know, they all were on a local team. A school-based team that they start out and then they made a name for themselves, you know? So
that's a fact, man. That's great.
But
you get somebody to catch a big name, they don't even know the type of caliber of person that they beat. Like, I remember back in the days, Gamal, he's on Team Executive Edge. He beat Pedro Xavier. That was a big thing in New York City.
Yeah, I remember that. Hey, talking about New York, your tournament's next weekend, the King of New York, but it looks like it's stretching out bigger than New York. You got the East Coast, West Coast thing coming on, and then it's even stretched out even more than that because you got people coming from the South. You know, you got people coming from everywhere. So it's looking out like a good event next week. Just let us know. Give us some info on that because I've seen a lot of hype on a few things. Just give us a little bit of info on that, and then we'll jump on and bring Damon on.
For sure. All right, the King of New York tournament is the title. I don't want everybody to think this is a New York tournament. This tournament is for everyone. It's going to be a great event. I have a lot of divisions. All the youth grand championships, they're going to get beats, the black belts, beats by Dre Headphones when they win. Then we got the belts. $500 for grand for weapons. Women are getting money for grand. We have 18 and up. We have open weight, so you can go in there You don't have to worry about what you weigh in, and we're giving out $500 for that. Same thing for the seniors. We're doing 50 and up, $500 for that. And then we have the three-man team fighting, $500 for that. And we got the East Coast versus West Coast, which is our feature event. And we got some guys that's teaming up from the West Coast that's all going to form an all-star team. And then we're going to match the best of the East Coast. It's not just New York. It's not just Next Level. Anybody from the East Coast that's going to be in the building, and we're going to match them up. And this year is going to be in Mount Vernon, New York. If you need more information, you can hit me on Facebook at King and Y, or you can call me at 718-993-3344. And it's a great weekend to be here, Alex, because it's All-Star Weekend. So if you guys are looking for stuff to do, there's going to be the best parties, the best, you know, events going on in the city. So it's going to be an awesome weekend, man. I can't wait.
It's always an all-star. It's always a great weekend on the in New York. You know, great city, great town.
yes, sir.
So that's going to be good, man. I can't wait to see the results on that. We're going to bring in Damon Gilbert on right now, coach of Team Paul Mitchell. Heavy, you know, a legend in the sport, you know, an NBL champion, NASCAR champion. This guy has so much experience. We're going to bring him on now. He's just calling in. Hey, coach, what's going on?
Yay, area. What's going down, Alex Reyes? And Jesse, the legend. Ray, what's going on, guys? Pleasure's all mine.
What's up, DJ?
What's the word, man?
Hey, so thanks for calling in, man. It's a new season. You know, JPM's always one of the top teams. I just wanted to get an update just on everything and, you know, on what's going on with new team events and stuff. So, and also we got some good topics to get into. So, first of all, what's your first team event this year for you guys, for JPM? You guys are going
to
be
in
Cali this year.
Some guys down and some guys down to the compete in Cali, do a little bit of Cali representation, and then after that, IRS Open. So I'm really looking forward to going down there and representing the states and trying to put on a good show and make everybody proud of what we're trying to do out there.
Yeah, Irish Open is usually like a big fighting tournament, you know, just with thousands of fighters. But now you guys are coming in, your whole team's coming in, right, and doing doing a form seminar or a fighting seminar too? I think I saw something that they were doing a form seminar or something, or fighting, or some type of seminar out there at the Irish Open. You got info on that too?
Yeah, you know, the Kata team is going to be doing a Kata seminar while we're out there. The whole thing for us is, if we're going to do global, you know, we want to put everything out there. We want to promote the forms. We want to promote the weapons. We want to promote the fighting. We're still very pro fighting, so. You know, we just want to promote everything. And, you know, when you go to the Irish Open, there really is a lack of interest, per se, in the forms divisions compared to the fighting. And what we want to do is just go out there and just fuse that energy, because anything we can do to promote our sport is good for our sport. You know, 360, the more fans we get, the better for all of us. So the Tata team is going to go out there, and they're going to go and just try to bring that energy and that excitement to Europe about katas and about that level of the martial arts. And the fighters, you know, we're going to go out there and do what we do. But the fighters are also going to be doing a number of private lessons as well out there. So we're definitely going to make our presence felt overseas and try to take full advantage of the opportunity to meet and greet and spend some time with the European fighters, as well as just European competitors in general.
That's a fact. Hey, Damon, Jesse.
Jesse, what's up?
What's going on, man? What's going on? Now, you was a passionate fighter, man, and I watched you coach, and you bring that same passion, maybe even more, to coaching. I seen you when you I don't mention no names. You had to talk to somebody outside. You know, it was something you didn't like. Like, you really protect your fighters, and you motivate them. How do you transfer from going to the ring and having that same passion? Because you see a lot of coaches, they don't get that passionate
or whatever. I don't know if they're just there for a check or wear a nice sweater.
Right, right, right.
How do you get that passion to coach guys and some guys that you weren't raised with or come from different places?
No, I mean, oh, great question, man. You know, what's weird is I think if you have this competitive bug, this sport karate bug, once you get hit with it, you know, you got hit with it. It's almost like, no disrespect. It's almost like, having a cancer or something. Even if it's in remission, it's still inside. You know, it's still there. I've always had that fire, man, whether I was competing or coaching. And I think the thing with coaching is, you know, I think I probably do get a little bit more fired up because I can't go and do what I would like to do. You know, I got to talk about it, strategize, try to prepare. You know, so you're still in there. You know, the thing is about it, if we can get more people in our sport to feel the way about our sport that Alex Reyes does, that Jesse Ray does, that David Gilbert does, we'll be right up there with MMA. You know, so I don't try to hide the fact that I love sport karate. I don't try to hide the fact that I'm mad passionate about it. You know, I don't try to hide the fact that I hate losing. I can't want it more than you do. If I want it more than you, this ain't the right team, and I'm not the right coach. You know, so I'm always trying to fire my guy and get some focus.
Right. So you're just transferring from the fight scene to the coaching scene. That's a different platform, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the coaching thing, you know, the most eye-opening part about coaching for me has been, being able to look at my guys' different strengths and then encourage them and give them the techniques and the training aids to work on those weaknesses. You know, don't over-glorify your strengths. You know, what's your weaknesses? You might be a great kicker, and that's bomb. But, you know, if your punches is so-so, you know, I'm going to be the guy to say, hey, look into this, because that will complement your kicks and make your kicking game even easier, you know, or vice versa. So I'm just – it's always challenging to look at every fighter individually, look what their strengths and their weaknesses are, and then really help cultivate. You know, I really look at myself as, you know, we've been in this game as long as we've been. You know, you're an instructor. You know, I run my own school.
Yeah.
I teach all the time. So I'm instructing these guys. I want all of these guys to win some stuff. And I've won big tournaments and I've blown big tournaments. So I really try to give these guys a lot of my experience and, you know, hopefully they don't make some of the mistakes I made.
On that note, on the coaching note, a lot of times some people say, oh, this guy's an elite fighter. What can a coach tell this guy? Like, how do you coach a Raymond Daniels, or what can somebody do to coach an elite, or even you as yourself? You know, how did you approach people that came to coach you as being an elite fighter?
When you know you're doing your job and you're the best out there, how do you get that person to be coachable? How do you do that? How do you motivate them?
Yeah, no, that's another great question. And, you know, I think it comes from, hopefully it comes with your recruitment of who you have in your camp. Because for me, I don't want a fighter who don't think that they can grow. I don't want a fighter that's complacent. I don't want a fighter that think they got it all. You know, I want somebody that wants you to say, hey, coach, here's the film. What did you see? And, you know, I've been lucky and blessed, and I respect that most people that I have had have that attitude. I got to stand behind Chelsea Nash for many years, and I would hope that if Chelsea was ever on, that she would tell you that, you know, I helped her game, you know, and she's a tremendous talent with, you know, world-class instructor. It'll get much better than Trevor Nash, you know, but there's ways that you can help improve anyone, you know, but once somebody gets complacent, you got to do like Jordan. Once Jordan got complacent and he no longer wanted to do what it took to do, he said, yo, I'm going to go play baseball. I'm done with basketball. So, you know, it's the main thing is to keep the greats mentally focused, because when you're that good, the only person that can beat you is yourself. So I'm always just on my guys. Once they get to that level, where are you at mentally? Because, you know, 90% of sport karate to me is mental. Raymond Daniels have dominated people for 2 decades because Raymond Daniels believe that he's going to beat you, and half these guys agree with Raymond when they bow out.
That's true.
You know, I mean, Raymond's best asset is his level of confidence along with his athleticism. But Raymond has that killer instinct. You know, so he beats people before they get in there because they don't have the right mindset. And you've got to give them props.
Did anybody ever, like, try to get somebody some coaching and they wave you off?
No, thank God. I think I might come from just guys, me being an old head and guys actually see me being out there and, you know, doing it at the highest level for, you know, over a decade. So I think that level of respect has helped me, that guys would actually see me. Probably if they never saw me or never heard of me, I probably would get that. But luckily I haven't had that happen to me.
Hey, but that's good. Like, and what you said about Raymond is absolutely true. Like, 70% of the fight is already won when he's up there.
Oh, absolutely.
That present, man. But he just had a big fight since we're talking about Raymond. What you think about that glory thing, man?
Man, you know, first and foremost, much respect to, you know, the greatest point fighter of my era. You know, I got to give it to Ray. Ray is he separated himself from the Damon Gilberts, Jason Tankson's,
the Johnny Tensions.
He separated himself from us, the Brian Roos. You know, I think we can legitimately say we were all great, the Jesse Reyes. We were great. But, you know, what Ray has done, you have to give that man a certain level of respect. The thing that I saw this weekend, you know, Friday, one, I was excited. I had my whole dojo. We watched it at the school. You know, so, I mean, sport karate, you know, we got to stand up on this one. This was just a beautiful thing to see. I think it brought us all together. I thought Ray showed a lot of heart. You can definitely see that he's made some adjustments to start defending those leg kicks. I still think it's a very pro kickboxing sport, and Ray's going to have to spend a little more time on some of the specifics and their rules. You know, Ray, I can tell you firsthand, Raymond Daniels can hit. You know, but, you know, with Ray, and I'm under the assumption that Ray is right-handed. I could be wrong, but all the years we fought going back to, like, 2000, you know, until I retired in 08, 09, you know, Ray's right hand is nasty. It's lethal. But if he's putting that right hand in front, you know, the guy's just sort of walking him down because now he's using a strong hand for his jab, or I perceive the right hand as a strong hand. So, if Ray just continued to work with who he's working with, it was nice to see Angel Horta in the background. I guess his coach is a world-class Muay Thai coach, and that's awesome. There's nothing that dude can't do with the proper instruction as it relates to those rules. Because those guys won't walk in our sport and win overnight. There's no way.
Right.
We would do them in 2 seconds. You know,
so it's
the same thing. But Ray got so much heart. I got much props for him. But if Ray put the boxing on these guys and actually boxed, maybe throw that right leg and back so that when he throws the right hand, it's more power, establish the jab with his weaker arm. And Ray is so fast, I would love to see Ray actually, you know, utilize low kicks himself. I believe Ray could hit these guys 15 times before they hit him, you know, because he's just that fast. So it was an eye-opener, but I got nothing but respect for that dude. And, Raymond Daniels got the biggest testicles in the whole sport. You know, you got to give that dude a lot of love, a lot of respect, and I'm glad he's putting the sport karate on his back. But if Ray just went into that boxing and he worked those low kicks himself and checking those kicks, if he went in boxing, you know, worked the body too, because we all know you can't knock everybody out with a spin kick. These dudes have done their homework. You know, they're watching.
Right.
You know, the last guy was very good, and he just covered up, and he would take the kick, and then he would counter, which was really, really smart. But, you know, my hat goes off to Ray, man, because you know, if you look in our sport, Ray might be the only guy that can pull that off right now. And he's doing it at 34. He's already a Hall of Famer. You know, and he's doing this, you know, sort of late in his career. So much props to Raymond James and the All Stars.
Hey, you just made me think about something. He's 34 years old, and he's going to be 35, I think, in April. And he's looking great. I think he's in the best shape of his life. But, you know, nobody could beat Father Time. That's a good question, because I remember people asking this last week on SportsCenter and ESPN First Take on Tom Brady. How many more years does Ray have left, do you think, maybe? In the point fighting, at least point fighting. That's a good topic right there, cause especially maybe somebody from you that you fought into your late 30s, right? Like,
yeah.
That's a good topic right there. How many elite years Does Ray have that he could still be on top of the sport? So, well, what do you think? What's your take on that?
Yeah, sport karate wise, if Raymond stay healthy, because I got to tell you, and I talk to my guys all the time, the Raymond Daniels bluff, the fear of fighting this icon, is strong.
Yeah.
So if these guys don't mentally match where Raymond is at, Raymond will still be dominant for another 4 or 5 years easily.
Yeah.
No matter what anybody does, because he's already beat these guys when they bowed in. But for the young guys that's going to step up, you know, it's father time, man. You know, it's Muhammad Ali, his reflexes changed. Roy Jones Jr., my hero.
He cannot.
We've all had that. But if these guys don't step up, there's going to be an issue. That dude's still going to be on top. But kickboxing-wise, you know, it's a lot of wear and tear on the body. You know, but Raymond's a tough, you know what, he's a tough son of a gun. So, you know, I would really like to see him just keep doing it. And I think the sky's the limit, especially if he just continue to make those adjustments. You know, he'll win. But, you know, we definitely can't go in doing kickboxing, you know, thinking we're going to win doing sport karate in a kickboxing competition.
Right away,
if we go into kickboxing, we got to be a kickboxer. If we go into MMA, we got to be a mixed martial artist. You know, so we have to respect the rules of that specific sport. You know, so if we adjust, there's nothing that we can't do because all of us are legitimate black belts. And I think once a black belt puts their mind on something, you know, the sky's the limit.
I agree with you, though, man. Like, heart-wise, man, Ray did the UFC.
Yeah.
He did the WLC. Now he's doing the Glory. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see the fight. I just, you know, heard a few things here and there, so I can't really speak on it. But you got to give it up for him, man. I don't care if you don't like him. You got to respect him. Like, that's a big thing. He put the sport on his back. And from what I heard, he put a clinic on. He won the first round, right?
Three times. You know, you knock him down three times in the prelims, the fight is over. I mean, you know, he's showing these dudes that, you know, there's a lot of techniques besides low kicks and, you know, knee strikes. There's a lot of other stuff that people just don't know that he's introducing them to spin kicks, to sending back, to spin hooks, to low side kicks. You know, he's showing them a lot of stuff that, you know, they just ain't seen. Look, how good do you think Ray would be if he spent 2 or 3 months with, like, a Duke Rufus? You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of, you know, Ray just continued to maturate. And I think anything's possible, man. But just think, if he just got somebody, and I believe his coach is of that caliber, where he just eats, sleep, drink, you know, kickboxing. Oh, man, the sky's a limit for that.
Hey, man, I saw some pictures, and I saw Pernell Whitaker there. I saw Mike Tyson there.
This is big, right?
He definitely
huge. That's huge. You know, the first shot that you saw on the TV show was of the All-Stars rocking the Raymond Daniels T-shirt, which I thought was awesome. It's an awesome signing. You know, the first shot you see is Jamal and some of the other gentlemen, and they got their RV shirt on, Carlos Tierney. And, I thought that was
Bobby. But he definitely put the sport out there and is putting his words for sport karate. But let's get on another topic, because I wanted to ask you, you were part of, like, one of the best three-man teams of all time. Somebody wanted to ask you, what was the hardest team that you guys had, the toughest rivalry you guys had when you guys were winning, which was the toughest team you guys went up against?
Yeah, you know, it had to be one of the variations of the JPM team for sure back then. You know, we really used to get up for them dudes. You know, they had straight first ballot Hall of Famers. You know, they had Johnny, they had Raymond, Mikey P, Mike, Brian Clemens, Preston Clemens. You know, they were still in their prime. It was crazy. Gerald Dawson was over there. I mean,
Reggie Perry.
It was thick. And the thing, it was, we knew they were all going to have two teams. We always just had one. So we knew we had to beat both, and that's what made it so rewarding. But that's what made them so tough, because, you know, what you might call the B team was still a straight-up all-star team.
Yeah, the A team.
Then you might have to deal with, you know, Jotty, Reggie Perry, and Raymond, or Raymond, Brian Pimple, and Preston Clements. I mean, the combination that those dudes had was just crazy. But those are always really good, hard-fought fights, and those are the ones I'm most proud of. I was talking to Trevor when I saw him at the Diamond. And, you know, we just reminiscing. I'm like, yo, man, we had a pretty nice run, man. We had a nice squad. We're all old men now, but, man, that was real nice back then.
Yeah. I remember those days. That team fighting was a beast.
That thing, you guys were considered one of the top teams of all time. You know, the top three, you know, you guys had three consistent fighters after you guys did your thing. You know, the Battle of Atlanta, we always look for a big team event that gives out a lot of money. You know, a few years ago, I think Joe Greenhawk gave out like $5,000 or something. And the Battle of Atlanta, I believe, is giving out, they're doing a team challenge this year instead of the thing that they usually do for $3,000. You guys are going to be out there. Actually, he's calling in. He asked me if he could call in and just to give us more information on this. We got Greg Ruth. Greg Ruth, what's going on?
How are you guys doing tonight?
Greg Ruth.
Yeah, I was just listening to all that stuff, and you know, it does make you think, and you know, remember, you know about all the great things that's happened in sport karate over the years. But with all that said, I'm kind of interested to know who's the best team now.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, the past is always great to reminisce, but.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, we do live in the future. So Alex is right. You know, we decided this year we got this thing called the Battle Zone three-man team fights. We're going to highlight that in our show this year on Saturday for the finals of the top four teams left at the tournament. We'll be on stage on Saturday night to see who can win the $3,000 grand prize money. So
nice,
we want to know
nice.
Who the best team is. Who are they? Who's the best?
What are the rules for this, the top three teams, top four teams? Are they the same team fighting rules?
They'll be a little bit different because, you know, as people know, there's a lot of discussion out there around, you know, what are the best rules for fighting in sport karate today, and that's a great question. And, you know, I had the great fortune of being with my son in Chicago this year, and we watched every single match, as he judged it, actually, every single match for fighting at the AKAs this year. And we just come to the conclusion there's nothing wrong with the rules, really. What really needs to happen is we need to put the best judges in those rings with the fighters so that they understand, you know, that we want people to stand up and fight.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what it is. It's really not the rules, but the rules will be, you know, very similar to what the rules are today. You got to stand up, can't run out of the ring. And other than that, we just want to find out who the best team is out there. I know there was a lot of talk a while back about
and
that.
This is Jesse Ray. Are you guys doing the super fights? The light, middle, and heavy this year?
No, sir, we're not. We discontinued that this year.
Are you going to place it with the teams?
Yeah. We're going to.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, team fighting is always exciting, man. That's a very exciting event.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in, Greg. We're gonna bring you back on in a month weeks again and talk more about it. Thanks for calling in. There you go, Battle of Atlanta. 3,000 team fights in the top four in the Saturday night show. Thanks for calling in. Hey, yeah, Damon, you won the Battle of Atlanta time. I think I remember.
Three times, but hey, I'm proud of that one. Three times.
Yeah, I remember. You do good out there. That's also a team event for you guys, so that's gonna be good. All stars out there. Hey, so just one more quick question for Irish Open. Are you gonna? I know you got some new pickups. Are you gonna? Is that gonna be enough to field the team for team fighting or no?
For which tournament? I'm sorry.
For Irish Open. Irish Open.
Yeah, we got a couple of secrets up our sleeve for Irish Open. So you know, if everything goes well, we'll have some. But if not, you'll definitely have. JPM guys out there fighting their butt off trying to get on stage in the finals. But no, I'm always as a coach, as a recruiter, I'm always looking for people that share the same interest, which is they want to be a martial artist, they want to get better, and they want someone that's going to push them and help them grow. And I'm still out there looking for more people like that.
Wow.
And you'll see some additions in the future to the team as well.
Oh,
I got one question.
Hey, we got
is there going to be a new Irish Open one of it today, this year, Danny?
We got 10 seconds. We got
I'm going to say hopefully it's somebody from our team, but if it's not nobody from our team, they're going to have to be Raymond, man. To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling in, Damon. We got to get you back,
guys. Much love, Jesse.
Woo!
All right, Danny Page. Woo!
See you in New York next week. Power, baby. Woo!
Let's go, Callie.
Yeah.